Dirt roads to rock crawling, Tuba Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 89, just a few days before KOH.
KOH!
Chris, co-host Chris, on the other side of the table, social distancing still for our 10th, 11th month, whatever the hell this is.
The stupidity welcome. Continues.
Welcome to the studio, Chris. How the heck are you today?
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
3 days to Boone Road.
Are you really 3 days? Are we 3 days? No, don't say 3 days because I'm not ready.
3 days to Boone Road. Boone Road, three fucking
When this launches.
When this launches.
You're doing time traveling on me. Holy hell. I almost had a heart attack. I did. My heart did stop for a second there. Lorenzo was over here with two hoses on my freaking chest to give me freaking hose. I was like, holy shit.
Put the paddles down, Lorenzo. Put the paddles down.
I can't even imagine being a racer right now because that just adds a whole nother element on top of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just seconds ago ran out of my camper. You said, hey, we got to record this podcast. So I'm about 90% packed in the camper, which is encouraging. And then when the camper's on the truck, I'll be feeling really good.
Well, I helped you with one step closer on that process.
You did. You helped me with a tailgate, which is really tough to do as a one-man job, but I use a tree saver.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I have a tree saver that's a rope tree saver that wraps around the tailgate perfectly so I can put my arm through it all the way up to my elbow.
Uh-huh.
And then I use my left hand, so that's on my right hand, and then left hand I'm able to lift it up and out, but it's one of these days I will drop it and be very, very pissed. So it's an awkward, heavy tailgate because it's got the step in it. It's got freaking all the,
got 24 cameras in it.
It's got a wet bar that rolls out. I mean, it's just, barbecue.
It's got a pole, a dancing pole.
Yeah, dance pole that comes out. I mean, it is. It does have a dance pole. Anyways, that's done. We have a break in the weather right now. We finally got some rain in California yesterday. Oh, yeah. We're recording on Saturday. A week from today, we will be on the lake bed floor.
Correct.
You know, correct. Okay, good.
Correct.
And so looking forward to this, and I'm just so stoked that this is happening amidst all this BS going on in California mainly. So to have this event in California during a pandemic, I hope everything goes great. And you know, media is already starting to spin some bad shit.
Oh, they are.
But you guys, everybody that listens to this podcast, you need to be positive about this thing. And when people are asking friends, family, whatever, and then you got your naysayers at Starbucks, if you're in line at Starbucks there with your getting your latte,
right,
Rodney, to hop back in your JL.
He's gone. He's gone.
You got to sing. I've been talking to Emily Miller, who's head of, KOH Media.
Right.
Emily's great. Look her up if you don't know who she is, because she helps out big time with the Rebel Rally.
Yes.
And then also the media at KOH, and great, great person. So she says, hey, please, Jason, can you mention on your podcast that we're all in this together? We need to sing the song of our people. Which is a LS3 engine, 800 horsepower, screaming through the desert.
It's nasty.
No, so just spin it it needs to be in a positive light.
Yes.
That yes, we are being cautious. Yes, they are doing COVID testing. Yes, you are wearing a mask. That this event can happen successfully in California.
Absolutely.
And if you are so scared, don't go.
Don't go.
Just like Cody Wagner says.
The online coverage is going to be excellent. Don't
go. Great online coverage. And KOH has been saying that from day one. But if you are going, be prepared. If you want into Hammertown, you're going to have a COVID test.
That's right.
On the lake bed. I'm hearing $30 now. I don't know if it was $20 before, whatever. It's a nominal fee. It takes 15 minutes. I've seen the post on IG, the people that got the mail-in one.
Yeah.
So, it's been some comedy of people just shoving that thing up their nose. It does not look friendly at all.
No, probably
not. I have not done it. Luckily, I have. I just have my blood work done,
uh-huh.
And I have the antibodies.
Well,
kryptonite.
Well, okay.
No, but I am so glad that I swore I had it back in March when this whole thing started, yeah, and I came back from the ski trip, and it was an epicenter from Sun Valley.
We were hanging out with DJ Jazzy.
Yeah, Jazz. And we were down there at Warfield. That place is so cool. If you're ever in Sun Valley, Idaho, go to Warfield Distillery and Brewery. You will not be disappointed. Tell them that Jason from Wheeling Wine and Whiskey sent you.
That's right.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, the whole Brotherhood Ski Convention that was going on, we had a freaking ball with them, but unfortunately it was an epicenter.
It was
at the beginning of this pandemic. Got the antibodies, so I've got that going for me, which is nice. Do we have that sound bite? I got that going for me, which is
so
nice.
We finish 18. So
I don't know what happened there. Anyway,
just stop it.
So we finish 18.
All right, technical difficulties.
He's gonna stiff me, and I say, "Hey, Lama. Hey, how about a little something
for the effort?
For the effort, you know." And he says, "Oh, there won't be any money, but when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness." So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Wow. That is a long one, but boy, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Caddyshack. Yeah, you're going to have to edit that one down. I think we just ran out of time on our podcast, so listen in for episode 90 in the lake bed. Okay.
No!
So, anyways, COVID test. So you just go over this one more time because, and I am getting this information directly from King of the Hammers. You can take a test on the lake bed. It's 15 minutes. So as I started saying that before I got off on my little side tangent there,
that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So 20, 30 bucks, shove that thing up your nose. You stick the swab into this, vial. It's a little tiny vial with a couple little centimeters of water in there or something. Yeah. A few uh-huh. ounces of liquid. It's not water, whatever it is, clear liquid, the COVID test solution. Serum.
We'll
call it a serum. Potion. Okay. Potion. Let's call it a potion.
Where are you going with this?
And then you dump it. Then you let it sit for a little bit. And then you dump it onto a test stick.
Uh-huh.
That's like a pregnancy test.
Oh, shit.
And then it will tell you if you're positive or negative for COVID.
Okay.
And that's it. So the worst part is shoving it up your nose, touching your brain. Most of us, you know, especially the Toyota guys, don't have brains. So it won't even matter. Right. Just the Jeep guys are going to have to worry about that. Suzuki owners, you know, are going to have to worry about touching your brain.
Yep.
The Toyota guys, don't even worry about it. You're not going to feel a thing.
Well, and they can't catch COVID anyway, apparently.
No, they can't. So that's to get into Hammertown. But if you want to go and just camp on the lake bed, you could do that. You're going to go through the gate.
They're going to take your temp.
They're going to take your temp. And you get out on the lake bed, and you got to pay your camping fee,
which is
if you have an RV,
$25.
Yep. And then off you go. You're on the lake bed. You can watch all the other stuff. You just can't go into Hammertown. So, but obviously, be smart about this whole thing, and don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Just don't be a dick and sing the positive praises that this event is actually going on.
Right.
We're going racing. I know our listeners know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars the racers have invested to race this one day race.
Right.
And some of them are doing multiple races, the UTV and then
EMC
and the 4400. Cameron Stills racing.
I think he's doing the motos. Moto. Yeah.
So anyways, but obviously we know how much money is invested in it. Can you imagine being one of those racers and doing all this stuff and then no race happens? That would really suck.
Well, and the not fear, but you've heard of the media. You mentioned that earlier. Somebody said, you're going to be protesters out there. You know what?
Yeah, there will be.
If there are protesters out there just smile at them and wave and drive on by.
Say, have a nice day.
Do not engage.
Don't flip them off.
Don't be a dick.
Maybe give him a little horn honk. Just beep, beep, hi.
Just smile, you know, and wave. That's all you need to do.
Not the
just
one finger wave either.
Right.
Just be Remember, be positive. Be positive.
Everybody has a camera. Everybody.
Yes,
has
don't do
a
anything
camera.
Stupid because that will get caught on film. Unless you're at back door, it still holds bars. The protesters won't be anywhere near there.
That's too scary.
Anywhere near there.
Too scary.
I don't know. I get scared over there even. Lorenzo said he's not even going this year to back door.
The first year I went, I was scared in 2 minutes and I backed away. I said, this is not good.
So. Oh, no. I'm looking forward to it. So anyways, there's that. KOH happening. So, look at these. I'm sure you've seen on IG some of these racers going through this COVID test, and it's pretty funny there, the comments that are coming out of it.
Yep.
Anyway, we just had Amber Turner, a little update there.
Yeah.
Last bonus episode on a Thursday, right. We launched that.
Very well received.
That was awesome. And so if you have not listened to that bonus episode, it's not numbered, just a bonus episode. Last Thursday, Amber Turner and I got to go up and check out her operation and humble abode. And her whole family was up there, which is just an absolute hoot to be around. And if you're easily offended, just come by and say hi to Amber real quick and get the heck out of our camp, because it's you will be offended at some point if you stay there at any length of time.
I'm sure.
But you are welcome to come to our camp. We're Hammertown Heights. We are just in line with Gate 3, which is near the what used to be the Warren tent. I don't know if it still is. I'm assuming it is. The tent's there. I see it in the camera shot. Right. From Laser Town that
that's
Cody's
big,
been posted.
Tent where they
huge
have the
tent.
The meetings.
Huge.
But they don't have meetings this
but
year.
But they were having the Warren VIP the last couple years, so you could pay the extra money, have certain roped off areas where you could watch the race.
Meals,
you had meals.
Right.
It was pretty swag. I did pop in there last year.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening this year.
I don't think all that's happening either, but the tent's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they had all the driver meeting and stuff. Now everything's going virtual that they can do to help with this thing. Because I know our media meetings are virtual now and all this stuff. So we'll see how this goes.
So if you don't, you can also see the construction of Hammertown on Cody Wagner's Lasertown camera there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's on his, he does post it on the Lasertown page, but he mainly posts on his personal page, Cody Wagner Lasernet.
Right. So it's fun to watch the construction of Hammertown. It's going to be interesting if he does a time lapse where it's like bam, 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 like mushrooms popping up out of the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So that's going on. So, and then we have another bonus episode coming out.
That's
this
right.
Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Of this week, right before Hammertown, or go ahead, heading to the Hammers, I should say. So as you're traveling, you can listen to. Really?
Really?
You could listen to, and he's not even drunk, people.
No.
You know how many comments we got? I got DM'd to me about, your inebriation on the last podcast.
I was stone sober. I don't know.
Yeah,
what you're
right.
About.
If that's stone sober, wow. Wow. Lorenzo's just shaking his head right now. He goes, I can't believe this. So, anyways, they give you something to listen to. You can get caught up with the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey podcast. I'm not even freaking
joking.
Holy
mackerel.
I'm looking at Lorenzo now. He's really pissed at me. Come on, Lorenzo. Seriously? No,
he's going to turn your volume down in a second.
So you can get caught up with the Wheeling Wine and Whiskey podcast here.
Yes.
And a bonus episode, if you're already caught up, for our loyal listeners.
That's right.
As you're driving however many miles you have to the lake bed.
Yep.
To KOH. And so, yes, you get to KOH, you get set up. If you want to stop by our camp, more than welcome to. We're supposed to have a banner. Johnny's working on a banner.
That's
so
what I heard. Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Cool.
I wanted a flag, but it is too complicated. So we got a banner. We're going to be up there with Amber's family. And I will send you the GPS coordinates if you DM me on Instagram on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
Right.
Because even if I said it here, you're going to be sitting there trying. And most people are driving right now. And like you're going to try and write it down. No, I don't want to cause an accident. So
no.
DM me and I will gladly send you. I've already sent it out to a few people that said that they're going and they want to meet up with us. And may or may not have some libations, depending on the time of the day that you stop by.
Yep.
That we will share. You know, even if it's just a soda pop or a water or something, we give till it hurts here at Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
That's right.
So come by and say hi.
Come by and say hi.
And even if you just want to see Amber and don't even want to talk to us, I get it. Don't. That's not even going to offend me. Is it going to offend you, Chris?
No.
Okay, fine. Huntress is going to be there. If you follow the Huntress on IG, we interviewed her a while back.
Yeah, Christina. Yeah.
So Christina is going to be there with her new dog, Finn.
That's right.
So looking forward to that.
The baby hyena.
So I know Christina listens to the podcast. Hi, Christina. Looking forward to seeing you again. Yeah. You haven't even met her yet, have you?
I haven't met her. No? Looking forward to it.
Okay, see, I met her at Trail Hero, and she's great. So I am so looking forward to all the people that we're going to see there. We've got some great interviews lined up.
That's right.
Again, we've got some great interviews lined up. It's going to be freaking awesome.
We're going to be working.
I've got a couple more people that I'm working on, just trying to work out schedules. I know it's tough. It may or may not happen, but regardless, I've got some that are... all but in the can.
Cool.
We just haven't sat down and recorded yet, but times and dates have been established, and I'm really excited about that.
Yep.
Yeah. So and then catching up with all the drivers that we've been following on the lake bed.
That's right.
Of course, Amber.
Mobile equipment. We'll be wandering around and doing some.
Yeah, we got our Zoom, so we'll be out there recording. Got the backpack.
Wireless mics.
Oh yeah. Woo. I mean, we're like PRO professionals now. Yeah. So we got Amber, Ultra 4 Jones, Justin Hall.
That's right.
EVE, so Will Speck out there, yeah. Boston Kyle and the boys. And then we've got a couple other people that are camping right next to Ultra 4 Jones there, or the pit next to him, yeah, right? So we got the Ranger, the Rock Ranger from Tracy. And then... what's his name? Derek?
Oh, the guy with the Sequoia.
The Sequoia, the Toyota Sequoia. And right behind him
sounds like.
It does. It sounds like.
Yeah. So, Jason just mentioned Will Speck. So we're going to be, after we finish recording here this afternoon, we're going to run down to the Will Speck Garage, which is not too far away, about a half an hour, to meet up with Kyle, Boston Kyle, and we're going to get the last update before we hit the lake bed. So look forward to presenting that or giving that information to you all.
Exactly. Okay, and right behind Kevin Jones is Black Mountain Racing.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of people right in that area. Sure, Justin's right around the corner, and of course, you know, it's just drivers galore down there. So it's going to be fun.
A lot of boxes in a short amount.
Yeah,
of time.
We're I think we're going to be definitely over there a few nights, just you know,
maybe partying,
checking out everything, make sure everything's okay, do a quick inspection, and then you know, just to exercise Lorenzo a little bit. We'll take him over there.
You have his leash?
I do.
Good.
And then we'll you know, probably just to be hospitable, have a beer or something.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
I hear Kevin's got some whiskey this year.
That's what I'm hearing.
I have to see about that. Rod and Hammers.
Rod and Hammers.
So we got to check that out. Right there in SLO, San Luis Obispo. San Luis
Obispo, yeah, local boys.
So anyways, there's a lot going on.
It's going to be, we're going to be very busy while we're down there. It's going to be
always.
Between trail rides, between... you know, interviews, and of course spectating, and then wandering around checking out the vendors. I'm wondering how Vendor Row is going to be this year. Is it going to be light? Is it going to be heavy?
I think it's going to be light.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think it's going to be light. Well, a few vendors have already said that, you know, they're going to have a booth, but not much stuff. And
Rough Stuff pulled out for sure.
Yeah, though, and that's really sad because they were a staple there and helped out so many people that week. You know, they had full-on machine shop there, fabrication shop, I should say. They didn't have a mill and lathe, but they had all the welders and grinders and metal and stuff, and they fixed so many vehicles. And you didn't have to be a racer. You could be just Joe Blow out, you know, beating on your junk in the middle of the night on Chocolate Thunder, back door, break it. Wake up in the morning and haul your junk over to the Rough Stuff booth, and they would they'd fix it for you, which was great.
You can't handle the truth.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, that's KOH, man. It's happening. It's just a few days away. Hopefully, everybody's
a couple more things before we go away from that. Geez, I know you got a couple things down there, but I know Shannon Campbell's been building this, UTV from scratch.
Because he can.
And he's Shannon Campbell. And that thing's badass. And it's got the clear panels. He did all the clear panels. And that is freaking awesome. So I don't know how many people saw the interview. There was a quick interview bite that Tiffany Stone did with Shannon Campbell.
No, I didn't see that myself.
And this was a while back. This was a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Tiffany's unflappable. I mean, she's a great interviewer and everything. And so she sat down with Shannon Campbell, I think it was at KOH, and said, hey, asked Sharon, what's your favorite superhero? Superman,
uh-huh.
Or Spider-Man, right, whatever. Right, she picked a couple. And Shannon just paused for a second and says, Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Says, Wonder Woman? Why Wonder Woman? Shannon says, well, when I was a kid growing up, I was told that she had chrome titties. And Tiffany, she didn't know what to say. She's done. Interview over.
Lots of words.
Anyways, it was great. So then it's so cool because, Shannon posts all these updates, which is awesome to see what's going on. And he called out Tiffany Stone. He says, hey, I got this, this is like Wonder Woman's clear jet.
Remember the invisible jet that she had? Yeah, when Linda Carter was Wonder
Woman. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
best Wonder Woman ever.
So he mentioned something about, being like Wonder Woman's clear jet at Tiffany Stone's. So then I DM'd Shannon and I'm like, yeah, where's the chrome titties? And he said, yeah, we'll take care of that when Jessica's riding in the passenger seat there. So
we're working on that. There you go. Boom.
Chrome pasties or something. Good stuff. And then the sponsorship. So I don't know if you noticed the release that happened last week.
Oh, yeah.
So you still got Optima in there, but there's no more presented by Nitto, King of the Hammers.
No.
Presented by
Lasernet.
So Cuddy Wagner's in
Lasernet
in this whole thing, which is awesome. I mean, how much do they support so many people?
I know.
With parts or whatever financially. I don't know, but his Lasernet's all over the place. And so it's just very fitting that's part of it. I think that's a marriage made in heaven right there.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, he even painted one of his containers in Lasertown with the KOH logo and the whole shebang.
And the past winners. You see the past winners on there? Yep. Very, very cool stuff. And so, that's just perfect. And he's doing that Rock Coronation event concurrently with the, shootout Monday night.
Right.
So that I'm really, really looking forward to that. That's one of my favorite things. Top one, two things. I mean, I guess 4400s would be the top thing for me. And then that going on Monday night.
Wreck your shit right there and right then and there. It's just carnage, horsepower and screaming people and lights and
all sorts.
It's like a visual audio overload.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you got? I've been talking for a while. Let's see what you got. My whiskey glass is empty. I need to check this out again.
Oh, boy. Well, the Carnegie thing. I wanted to just real quick.
What is Carnegie for
Carnegie
our listeners
SVRA,
that are across the world?
State Vehicle Recreation Area. And hang on a second. My computer went to
sleep. It's in Livermore, California.
It's in Livermore, California. Yeah, it's one of the state parks that off-roading is allowed at. It's actually a little bit more geared towards dirt bikes.
Yes, very much so.
But it's a nice area. It's up in the foothills or the coastal hills between that separate Livermore from Tracy, the Central Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very scenic area. But there's been a lot of contention in that. For that property. Over the years, State Parks has been buying land out there, thousands of acres of land, or tens of thousands, but quite a bit of land to expand Carnegie. And then the property owners in the area and the county itself have been fighting. It's been a fight pretty much since day one to allow that land to be opened to be recreated on by motorized vehicles, Jeeps and side-by-sides, and motorcycles and whatnot. So anyway, the news came down. I know this fight's been going on for a long time, and I know we've talked about it before, and I know Snail Trail has talked about it. But just the other day, a Sacramento County Superior Court judge ruled in favor of Alameda County in the county's challenge to the EIR, the Environmental Impact Report, that would have cleared the way to turn a biologically unique open space area into an off-road vehicle park. Now, this is a very biased article that I'm reading from right now, because they're calling it a biologically unique open space, and it very well may be. And you could always, the environmentalists are always going to find a way to spin the language or spin the message to in their favor. You could point at any square patch of land anywhere in the state, anywhere on the planet, and say there's a biological diversity and it shouldn't be tampered with.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to make is they found a judge that basically shut them down. There's going to be the parks, state parks is not going to be allowed at this point to proceed forward with any development of the Tesla property, as it's called.
Yeah.
And the article is so skewed. They even call it Tesla Park because it's the Friends of Tesla Park.
I know.
That have been in a bitter, bloody fight for years and millions of dollars in legal fees to protect this land. And there's a huge backstory to it. But the reality it's no different than what's been happening out at Pismo Beach, the Oceano Dunes, having that land taken away, having that area shut down. This is just another attack on our ability to recreate or the open spaces that we can use. So I'm Wheeling Wine and Whiskey wants to get the word out that we're still under attack. Nothing's changed. It hasn't gone away. We need to keep the fight going. We need to make sure we're aware of it and contact the politicians that are in charge of this action so that we can try to keep these places open. Because if it gets sold like they want to, or like the Friends of Tesla Park want it to be sold, they're just going to turn it into a private Idaho for themselves.
Yep. Got to keep fighting the good fight out there, people. I know it takes some effort, but if we just sit back and do nothing, we're going to have nothing.
Right.
To four-wheel on.
They'll take it away. I mean, Jesus. I mean, we're not going to get into it. We have a lot of other topics. I just wanted to get the word out. Look the article up. You can just punch in, Carnegie's SVRA, EIR, denied by judge, and you'll see the article from The Independent, which is a pretty biased publication out of Livermore.
Right. EIR stands for?
Environmental Impact Report.
Exactly. Okay, so, just so clarify.
And then, I didn't win the lottery.
Fuck.
So I'm not a billionaire.
Fuck.
So I had to call and cancel my red dot.
Oh, did you have a red dot buggy on order?
I had two.
Oh, two. One for me, one for you?
No, one because one broke, which they're not supposed to. I just figured, what the hell?
Hey, they're not going to break if you don't wheel, Chris.
Oh, God. Really?
Would you wheel if you won the lottery? Would you just wheel? Would you go out and wheel?
Yeah.
Because you got no more excuses. Don't have a job anymore.
No job. No, I'd keep working.
You have the only thing is family, the family situation. So there'd be a few days a year that you'd have to be home.
If I had 700, because the take home was 700 million.
So did it reach over 1 billion?
It was just around a billion. A billion dollars.
With a B.
A B.
1 billion dollars. I just did the, what was that guy's name?
Austin Powers. Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. So, the take-home, or the lump sum was like $700 million.
And one person won it.
Yeah, in Michigan.
In Michigan.
And then the Powerball
was the
won.
Chances of them staying in Michigan? Probably zero and none. They're going to
They're probably be like, I'm going to stay.
Multiple houses. Oh, you know what? If it's one of those people, God bless it. Because you see those shows of people that have won the lottery and how it's screwed up their life.
Yeah, like $200 million and they're broke a year.
You know what? I would love to try. And I like I was telling you yesterday, I think I'd be like Richard Pryor for a week. I'd just
Brewster's
be throwing millions out and right.
That movie Brewster's Millions.
Yeah. I would, and he can't even go out to dinner now, but I would, as soon as the restaurants open up, I'd be leaving some stupid tips, $50,000 tips.
I told you.
Why? Like, because I could.
Where'd Jason go? Well, you can look up his resort or the private ski resort that he just bought.
There would be some crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, my friends would have a freaking ball because they wouldn't have to work anymore either.
Oh, good.
And but that fantasy's all. Where's that?
So Lorenzo doesn't get his jet. Sorry, Lorenzo.
But they Tyson's been working on our jet for KOH, so apparently it's ready.
It's getting repoed. Apparently.
That's good. Oh, is it getting repoed now?
Yeah.
No, come on. I'm planning on flying. Okay. Lorenzo and I have our bags packed. We're flying down to KOH. I got a driver taking all my shit down there.
You got a driver taking your shit. Well, there you go. So, yeah, we didn't win the lottery.
So do you know what the odds were to win?
A lot. Crazy stupid.
You take a guess.
One in 762 million.
Wow. That's pretty high.
348.
It's half that. More than half that. It's one in 302,575,350.
Wow. Wow. And I didn't win shit.
I don't even know if I got a number. I haven't even looked yet to see. And the last time, let's see, two drawings ago.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't played the lottery. And like I mentioned on the last podcast, since I was, you know, whatever, 18, 20, 21, whatever it was when you could play the lottery.
Right. 18.
I think my mom and I, the tickets that we bought, we won like $6.
Yeah. So that's typical. $6.
But that's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
You know, back in the day, you could go to McDonald's.
You won $6. Your delta was $14. Yeah. So you put 20 in, got $6 back.
I didn't win. I mean, the work pool won.
Oh, geez. Oh, boy. So you really
divide by 13.
So did you give everybody like a quarter, or how'd that work?
Whatever it is. They said it was parlay.
Just put it into the pizza fund.
But, you know, we're back down to $20 million. That's not worth my energy.
No, it was interesting because of the pandemic. A lot of people weren't playing because they didn't have the expendable income to just surplus
or they
income
were
to throw out.
Afraid to go to the store to buy the tickets.
Exactly. So there's numerous reasons to not play the lottery, but that is one of the few good things about the state of California is we've got some pretty good lotteries. But
yeah, we got the Mega, we got the Powerball, but
man,
didn't
so
win either.
Isn't that crazy though? If you just think about those numbers for a minute, not only the odds, but if you win $1 billion. And $300 million went to taxes.
Yeah,
$300 million,
give or take. Yeah,
which, like most people, if they had $1 million, won $1 million,
yeah,
in their pocket, $1 million, you could have a pretty good time. And 300 times that,
oh yeah,
went to the taxes.
Yeah,
and then you've got 700 times that to play with.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no,
that's FU money right there.
It's mind-boggling. I can tell you, I would never fly commercial again.
Oh no. So along the lines of your red dot buggy, I have two jets just in case one was getting, maintenance. Tyson was working on it. He's waiting on parts, whatever. I got another one spooled up and ready to go.
That's right.
Then when that one needs to go into service, then I take the one that just came out of service and ready to go.
Would you like the President of the United States, man?
I'd have two pilot. I'd have double everything. Just backup for the backup.
Because?
You know what? And then I'd pay for somebody to do all of Kevin Jones' prep.
Prep.
Yeah, the prep. Just so he wouldn't have to do it. He was up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
He said he would be out of his mind. He needs to
no, he would. He would. I think if I sent Lorenzo over there with a bag full of money on his satchel and just walked him up the driveway, I think Kevin would gladly accept and sit back and drink some Coors Light and watch the shit show go down.
Holy moly. Well, anyway.
I'd buy Kevin Jones a 4,400 car just because I'd like to see what he could do in a 4,400 car.
And Amber.
Because she definitely needs a 4,400 car. Yeah,
for sure.
Because she would just kick frickin' ass.
Yeah, yeah. But it'd have to have a sound effect of a Suzuki Samurai engine.
Justin Hall. I would buy a 4,400 car for. Let's see. Now EVE. I'd have to get them an electric 4,400 car.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it'd be Elon Musk would be involved at some point.
God, I could. I mean, seriously, I'd be up for like a week straight on a coffee bourbon bender, just thinking of all the ways to spend that money.
Reining him in, man.
That's a great little fantasy world there. All right. Bringing it on back to reality here. We got KOH to look forward to, Chris.
Coming up. Coming up.
And Bills.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just one other thing, because we're going to be splitting here to run down to Will Speck. But
yeah, Will Speck Garage.
If you listen to the Snail Trail podcast, one of the most current episodes, they started talking about Action Park.
And this was an actual amusement park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no,
the people die. They called it Traction Park because people were in traction. The
people
constantly
died.
People died.
Yeah.
There was like this place. It was in the United States.
New Jersey, upstate New Jersey.
How did that exist in the United States with all our safety
because
laws?
Because they didn't exist back then. This is back when I went.
You've been there.
I've been there.
Physically been there.
I've been to Action Park in 1986. Yes, I'm an old man.
Well, 86 isn't that long ago.
Well, it was quite a few years ago.
Some of our listeners weren't even born yet, but 86.
A significant number of them weren't.
I mean, I was thinking it was like in the 60s or something, but this was in the 86. Okay, so
1986.
Describe this place. This is awesome. I didn't know.
My buddies and I, we all loaded up into my dad's van. We had a company van, and we said, hey, let's go to Action Park. We just graduated from high school, and we're all like, hey, let's go down there. And so we had our girlfriends and our buddies, and we all piled into the van and drove down to New Jersey, which was about a two and a half hour drive.
Okay.
And we left at O-Dark 30. And we got there when the place opened, and I can't remember what time that was, but it was
whatever.
And we pay our fees, and the park's in like three areas. You've got like an area that has like Autopia, but it's go-karts, but there's no limits. There's no track that keeps your car, centered
or
anything.
You
get a helmet.
It's a
real go-kart thing. So it's just stupid. So we started the day there, and they have like bumper cars and a bunch of other nonsense. But so that's the lower part of the park. And then they had the upper part, which had
some you'd slide down on some.
Yeah, they had the
things.
The mountain area, and then they had the water park. But we spent the whole day there.
Did you ever feel that your life was in danger?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh, you did.
Oh yeah.
And how old were you?
18.
And you felt a sense of fear when you shouldn't be feeling the sense of fear at 18.
They had these slides where you go up, and I didn't care at that age. Nobody does. You go up.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The park was packed. And you go up onto these water slides, and it's literally a straight drop down. I mean, straight down, and then I don't know how many feet later, it starts to flare out.
Uh-huh.
But they had those, and then they had these
there was some concrete thing I remember watching on the YouTube video that you were in a wheeled –
oh yeah,
that some was kind of contraption.
They called that,
and there was rocks. I mean, they didn't even maintain the damn thing, so there was these little pebbles and rocks that send people flying off the track.
It was like the luge going down the hill. Yeah, that we did those.
That's what I meant. Not Zamboni luge.
Super fast. And you crash, and you get up, you scrapes and bruises, and you laugh, and you go back and do it again. They have cliff diving. They had cliff diving.
They had cliff diving, nice.
And they had these water park areas where you get into these tubes and you just kind of river run down, and they'd have these whirlpools where you'd like woo woo woo, and then you'd go down this dark hole and you'd pop out on the other side. It was like a tunnel of dude, it was crazy.
So was how these parks? Of course, you got Disneyland with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all the characters running around and stuff.
No,
and
none of that.
Great America, we had the Looney Tunes back in the day.
Right.
So what was the character that ran around there? Was it Larry and Ticer? Just fucking send it.
Well, it was Larry Moe and Curly more likely, but they had a rope swing where you swing out over a quarry and let go, and you probably drop 30 feet into the water.
You got to be kidding me.
They actually had this other ride that was like a tube, and you would jump in the top, and you just basically would blind going down this thing, and it would launch you out into the same quarry where the rope the rope swing was, and you'd come out like a cannon and fly through the air and then land in the water. There was another ride there, and they had a wave pool that was crazy. I mean, it'd be like a tidal wave every
wave pool back then. Those weren't even like controllable waves.
Oh yeah, no, these were crazy. But the one thing that I remember is they had a water slide. You've probably seen that big slide out at the pumpkin farm out in Manteca, where they get on the burlap sack.
Yes, yes.
But this one was just water going down it. It had a little waves going down it. And they had a bleachers up at the very end of it, and you'd sit in the bleachers and you just wait for the girls to come down in their bikinis.
Oh,
because the water would be like
they'd lose it.
There'd be a short pool, shallow pool of water at the bottom. Their bikini tops would get ripped off.
And they had bleachers there, so
I'm dead serious. I was like, what are
bikini,
you doing?
Bikini blaster bleachers. That's what those were called.
Great times, man. Absolutely great times. That didn't break any bones. The good old days.
You probably didn't even wear a damn seatbelt going to this place in the car, did you, on that road
probably
trip?
Probably did. Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
that is hilarious. So
good times.
Does Tyler know that you'd been there?
Well, I texted him, and he said, "Oh, no way, dude. That's funny.
Holy hell." And then Art Stein.
Art Stein's been
has
there.
Has been so there, he, you said, and I didn't know stories. That.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He and I talked about it a
little
bit.
That's good. We're gonna put that in the notes, because when we interview Art, who is a 4800 driver
right,
with John
right.
Allen, friends of ours, and that would be great to hear his, because Art has such a sarcastic view on things and stuff. Oh, yeah. And it would be hilarious to hear what he has to say too about the park. Never met anybody that
that had park, been there, man. It's Vernon Valley Great Gorge. They had ads on TV, the whole deal.
Yeah, so
we gotta go.
You can look it up on YouTube, and there's just there's a movie. Right, that's what they were talking about.
A news something,
yeah,
it's like a 40-minute something.
Yeah, check it out.
Documentary. Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So,
oh my god, so Chris has been there. So now that explains a lot of why.
Hell yeah,
Chris is the way that he is.
I should be dead.
Like nine lives.
I'm telling you, I've only got one left.
Oh god, that is great. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah,
well, there you go. So real world stuff here on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey.
That's right.
You know, Snail Trail talks about the Fugazi Fugizzi, and you've lived it.
We cover
we've
it
lived
all.
It.
Off-roaming, amusement parks, near-death experiences. You name it, we cover it. So. Man, anyway,
that's great. That's high quality. You don't have any like VHS tapes or anything from that when you were there or anything. None of that stuff, right? Nobody had no smartphones or anything footage. See, now
no
today
internet, no,
it would have been it would have been all documented very well.
Hell yeah!
But you do have to watch that documentary. That is good.
Action Park. So yeah. Okay. So we need to get.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
We got to go down to Will Speck.
We got
to
go.
So. Yee, we'll be back.
Yee. All right, Chris, we are in the garage, Will Speck Garage.
As promised.
With EVE, the electric vehicle experiment.
That's
here.
That's right.
And Kyle.
Hey.
Kyle is in the house.
What's going on?
In the heezy, baby.
Good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, it's like we just left. But yet a lot has happened since we just left. So we're here for an update. We're breaking into your time. It's crunch time for KOH, and I know you got a lot of shit to do. So
yeah, you're planning on being there in about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully next Thursday. So hopefully next Thursday, less than a week, we should be on the trailer and rolling. 28th,
baby,
is the plan.
Midnight oil.
Game on.
Yeah.
But you're close.
I'd say we are. We've driven the car, so that's good.
That's a huge. how did it feel when you just first plugged it in and turned the key per se?
It was pretty exciting. I would say it's kind of similar to the first time I ever moved on a sailboat. It was silently just gliding along. You know,
that's
coming,
a great analogy.
It's a sailboat 4x4. It was pretty awesome. We got it out of the driveway and like just kind of gently in second gear, high range, and just kind of gently
pulled anchor and just let her drift.
Exactly. And it was great. I mean, it's really smooth. We were on the block like 10 or 12 times. A few different guys that were in attendance got to drive, and co-drivers.
Oh,
and
cool.
Took some video, and everybody said it drove really smooth. We used second gear only, and it went from 0 to like 35-ish. I didn't push it. And it just sung. It sung right along. Can't wait to get it in low range and see what it'll do.
I saw you take that speed bump pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't even have shocks. So.
I know, I was looking. There's no shocks yet.
I am familiar with driving a 4Runner without shocks, though. So.
Oh, there you go. Got some experience with that.
Yeah.
I liked your headlight, too, that you guys had. What was that, a Milwaukee headlight?
Yeah, it was a last-minute Milwaukee zip-tie jobber.
Nice.
That's great.
If my luck, they'd be like a cop driving around the block, and he'd be like,
oh, but he would.
What's going on?
He or she would have to just go, okay, what's going on? You tell them the story, and they got to let you go.
Yeah, I would hope that we could get a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. So it moves.
It does move. And then we kind of took it back just a little bit back apart. We needed to finish some connections for the battery, like the boxes up on top. That's done now. And then we needed to finish the rails. The rails are now done for the battery racks.
All the battery racks,
So when they're in, and they're not. They're locked down.
Yeah.
Yep. And we still haven't done the locking mechanism on the back. We kind of came up with like a more simple design that we think will work. We haven't got to it yet. But the rails are all complete.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to have two packs in at a time, or I see there's like a third row in the center, or what's the game plan at this point now?
So it's
the
got
update on the battery pack situation.
It's got four rack spaces. We have two styles of battery.
Okay.
We have the normal Nissan Leaf 24 kilowatt hour pack. That's the low capacity one. We have two of those.
Okay.
Those will fill all four racks. So the car can drive with two full batteries in the back.
Wow.
Now we also got the new style 2019 and up Nissan Leaf Plus pack. It's 62 kilowatts. It also takes all four slots. So we can either drive with two small batteries or one big battery.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's kind of how it is.
And then you got everything looking at your boxes in the back and these quick disconnect plugs and stuff. So just kind of run us through a quick, if you've got to do a battery pack change, but you'll have an extra pack on the car where you can just unplug and plug in the other pack?
Yeah, so it would have been great to wire them in parallel so that we wouldn't have to do that.
Okay.
But that... For a number of reasons, mostly to do with the battery management system, that wasn't like the easiest thing to do, or at least not part of our scope right now. The car will have to, if we kill one of the small packs, driver and co-driver will have to get out, change high voltage connections to go to the other pack, and then change the battery management system connections to go to the other pack.
So it's like just plug your reserve tank.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's timing? How long would that take, roughly?
Oh, geez.
5 minutes?
No, not even 5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll practice that. But another thing, too, so that would be a change that takes place on course with the driver and co-driver.
Sure.
And then also in pit, we're going to need to pull all four racks out and put all four in to swap the battery, and then also the same connections. Part of our... Right now, our program, we're not really concerned with trying to make that as fast as possible.
Okay.
We're not trying to like get it down to
right.
2 minutes
because right.
we want to just make sure that we do it safely.
Correct.
Right. Oh yeah,
safely,
yeah.
correctly. Yeah.
It's just
not going to be in.
That's not
a
why we're going to
pit stop.
Yeah, that's not why we're going to win or finish.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be because we can keep the car moving all day, and we can just that's kind of where we're at right now.
Sure.
Hopefully
sure.
in the next one, we'll take those things into account and try to make fast swaps. But
perfect.
For now, that's...
No, the guy's been lifting weights to practice for lifting these battery packs or what?
Yeah, 12-ounce
weights. They're eating their Wheaties every morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's
doing the 12-ounce curls? Is that how they've been
that's
prepping?
That's it. Tons and... Yeah, we're going to prep all week for the 12-ounce curls. They're heavy. Two strong backs can pick them up and move them around relatively easily. That's why...
So I'm not qualified.
No, you're not qualified at all. Not at all.
But,
I don't know if I'm qualified.
Yeah.
Maybe barely.
But it's
strong back, weak mind.
It's not too bad. It's not like super fun. But
right.
that's why we split it up into four. That's another reason why.
Right, sure. Right.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So let's talk about where we're at. So battery packs. You're working on the last pack now, getting that done pretty much.
Yep. Yep. And then we have one more that's in the shed that all needs to be broke down and put into the rack.
Right,
so, I mean, we still have a little bit more to do. So, but, yeah, we're getting there.
But your power steering, we were checking out this power steering unit here a few minutes ago. That's pretty cool. So that's an electric power steering unit that you said worked out pretty good so far on the test run. You got your vacuum brake booster to operate your brakes, which you said you really didn't even need. Because of the braking built into the electric motor.
Dynamic braking.
The dynamic braking.
Yeah. Yep. Regen. Yep. Yep. So we just took it around. We just tried it once. So we didn't really get a chance to tune it or really play with it too much.
Sure.
We're just taking it really easy on it. But as we go, we'll tune it a little better. Basically now you can't even get your foot onto the brakes. Like when you pull your foot, if you're on the gas and you decide you want to go to the brakes, by the time you lift your foot off the pedal and start moving it over to the brake pedal, the car has already stopped. I mean, the regen is really powerful.
Yeah, okay,
wow.
Cool.
So we can actually tune that down a little bit because it seems a little stiff right now. It seems like it's too much regen. Not sure. We'll play with it in the desert and see what we like and see what seems to give the best efficiency.
Right on.
Cool. Now, do you actually need to say you're on the battery?
We're
on the battery, not the gas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get on the battery, man. Come on.
Let's go.
Punch it.
on the juice.
Yeah.
Let it flow.
Give it more juice. I'm giving it all she's got, Captain. She can't take no more.
Scotty.
There it is.
So, and then the cooling. So you've got the stock Toyota radiator.
Yep.
That you got to plumb into the motor and the, what do you call that, inverter?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah. Those get water cooled, and you got a little electric 12-volt electric pump to circulate that.
Yep. It's just like one that you might see in like a, sure. Like a garden pond.
Super simple. It's a transfer pump is what it is. Yeah. So super simple. And that's not going to be running all the time. You're just going to have to kick it on once in a while to cool it down. I mean, that yep. radiator is probably way overkill for what you need, huh?
Yeah, it's actually weird. The Nissan Leaf had a tiny, very thin radiator, and it wasn't even prioritized in the cooling system. What was prioritized was the air conditioning condenser.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then there's really? Just a tiny radiator stuck on after. I mean, it really doesn't need much cooling. We should be fine.
Yeah, yeah. You got the windshield out, so you don't need AC.
Yeah.
So that worked out perfect.
That's less air drag, too.
Yeah. compressor for the lockers. You got to get that in.
Yeah. So we got an ARB. It was on the car.
Yeah.
We just got to mount it and plumb it.
Yeah. So ARB's front and rear. And, just tighten up a few things. The dash looks good. Nice aluminum work there.
Yeah. It's the dash. The panels are done. We just need to fill it with gauges and switches.
Sure.
But it's pretty much there. Yeah.
Sure. So, you're getting close. What? So you ran into a little setback there. Do you want to talk about that?
It was an electrifying
minus
experience.
Plus, very electrifying.
Shocking.
Yeah, it was. So we.
Híjole.
Yeah, we wanted to charge the battery because we killed the battery the day we tested it, and so I got one of the chargers out, and I was going through it and getting it all wired up and. Then went to connect the battery to the charger, and I had the polarity backwards.
Oops.
And I got an arc flash, and it melted the contactor, and it was pretty exciting. It was 365 volts.
Woo-hoo.
Just vaporized the terminal in my hand. It burned my hand a little bit. I went to the hospital to have it checked out. It hurt a lot. It was
you got third degree burns, didn't you?
He said they were second. I don't know. It really hurt.
Doesn't look good.
It was weird. It was also like a deep burn. Like it felt even after it happened, like it was still painful, like on the inside. If that makes any sense,
well,
I guess.
Sure.
Well, it's like if you stuck your hand in a microwave.
I was going to say, yeah, just microwave
it was like
your
radiation.
Hand.
Yeah, it was
not
like UV radiation.
That. Not that I've done that. Just saying.
Yeah. So it kind of cooked the inside a little. So I don't know.
Perfect.
But it's right? Yeah. We're gonna get the internal temperature to see if it's ready to come off.
If you can't figure out a way to cook your tri-tip on the trip, you
just, start arc flashing,
arc flash your meat.
Yeah, that's scary. Well, luckily, was not super super serious injury there, and a quick doctor visit. But holy shit, man! Yeah, well, you gotta respect it. Like you guys were saying from day one, hey, we're safety conscious, but shit happens, and that's all part of the learning process, right?
This is stuff I've never messed with before, and I should have double checked everything, but I didn't.
Triple check,
quadruple check. Should have my gloves on, and have my gloves on. So I definitely learned something, and it's time to tighten it up a little bit.
Well, what separates the smart people from the dumb people is you will never do that again. That makes you a smart
person,
that's
the idea.
Right?
That's the idea, for sure. Yep.
Well, if we hear about it again, then...
Yeah, that's right. Then I'll retract that statement.
But I think the next video we put on, I was like, I had all... Oh, man, I was decked out.
We saw the video.
You even had sunglasses on.
You were super protected. Foil underwear and everything, said, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, we're going to do it that way a little bit more. A little bit more safe.
We're happy you're okay.
Yeah.
So the charging system is good.
Destroyed.
Oh, it's destroyed.
Yeah, that one was. Yeah, well,
your new one, I just saw the post with the three chargers in a box. Is that all dialed in?
Yeah, so when our charging system, we actually used three in parallel. I was just connecting one.
Sure.
And so I ruined that one, so I had to get another one. And we're doing three in parallel so that they can pull even more watts. And we're going to pull 9,000 watts, which is kind of a lot of juice. We have basically a homeowner's generator, but it's kind of the largest one you could get.
Okay.
Any larger would start to step into like industrial types territory or diesel generators. So
they fired it up. It's as loud as Kevin Jones' car.
Well, is it?
It's loud. It's rowdy.
It's a neighbor
spicy, as Justin Hall would say. It's spicy.
So what are you looking at for?
It's a long-ass cam in it.
Cammed out generator. That's cool.
So you can't make the car noisy, but you can make your generator. You can pimp out the generator, man.
Right?
We're going to throw a Wheelie Wine and Whiskey sticker on that thing, by the
way,
before
we are. So what are you looking at for charging times then? I mean, you're going to be charging during race day also between pits, I imagine.
Yep. So we're going to get to pit one, and the two small batteries will come out. Big ones will go in, and the car will take off. The pit crew will charge the two small batteries. Hopefully, they'll be mostly charged by the time we come back.
Okay.
9,000 watts. That's like per hour. And then I bet there's someone that's totally like, no, it's not quite like that. But that's how I understand it.
Okay.
So basically, we have each pack is 24 kilowatts. So we won't use the entire capacity. So basically, we use like about 20 kilowatts.
Okay.
So that's 2 hours and a little bit more. So like, you know, 9,000 is 2 hours.
Right.
And then, so hopefully a little over 2 hours, we can fully charge a small battery. And then the big battery is 62 kilowatts. So it'll take like 6 hours to 7 hours to go from basically dead to basically full. So it's not like, you know, again, that's all just part of our scope. We didn't set out to build a race car at the beginning. It was just going to be a trail vehicle, and then we kind of had to, you know, change some things around. So we'll see. The next one will be even cooler, but for this is a good start for us.
Well, yeah, huge learning curve and stuff. Yes, this is
cool. My curiosity continues on the. So you're going to pre-run in the rig.
Yeah, we'll do some pre-running in other vehicles too. But we need to test this thing.
Because you'll get some baselines at that point.
Yeah, I mean, the first day we're there, we got to start testing. We need to know in day one or day two where we're at with efficiency and what we're getting for range. So one of the first things I want to do is charge up both small batteries, get them in the bed, and go from Hammertown to pit one and see if we can do it.
Sure.
Gotcha.
And if we can't, we need to find out as soon as possible.
Right.
So, okay. So you mentioned that you're estimating, your best guess right now is a kilowatt per mile.
That'd be great.
Roughly.
So the Nissan Leaf got around 3.5 to 4 miles per kilowatt. That's what it got.
On the road.
Yeah, and that's obviously a 4,000-pound car, so it's on street tires on the highway.
Doing 60 miles an hour on the highway in the fast lane.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
know. Slowing the traffic down. Oh, no, sorry, that's Priuses.
Right. Yeah, you can't say that you couldn't hear the horns.
So the motor came out of one of the original Nissan Leafs, right?
Yeah. It's a 15, yes. Yeah,
so the ugly bug-looking thing.
Yep, it's a little goofy car.
And sure. I saw a new Nissan Leaf in the country club that I work at's parking lot the other day, and I was like, "That's actually not a bad-looking rig."
It didn't look
goofy anymore. It looked more mainstream.
Yeah, but this looks way more sexy.
Well, hell yeah!
It's got 35s, kid.
Yeah, yeah,
and four-wheel drive, and it's probably got.
And a country boy can survive.
Yep.
I was hoping somebody would finish that because I didn't know where to go.
Yeah, so I mean, we're kind of hoping that if we get a quarter of the efficiency, a quarter of that car, then that would be about 1 mile per kilowatt.
Sure,
perfect.
Or, you know, okay. So I mean, that's kind of some miles. Hopefully, we'll get that. Some miles, we definitely won't. Like going up some of the hills is not. We are going to burn a lot of juice. But if we could average close to one, then we are all set with the batteries we brought. We're like more than all set.
Well, you get the co-driver to jump out and push.
That's true. Flap the arms out the window.
So you're driving, and then you got one co-driver or two. Is somebody going to change out? Or you just got who's co-driving right now?
Right now, it's just one co-driver. It's my sister.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. She left Maine yesterday or 2 days ago.
Oh wow,
her and her boyfriend left Maine.
Okay,
they're going around the country for a couple of months, and one of the stops is Hammers.
How about that?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go to Hammers and be co-dog for my brother in the EVE first time EVE class.
Good time of the year to get out of Maine. It's cold as hell.
They work on ships, and they work for months at a time every single day, and then they have months at a time off.
Sure.
So they timed their time off the same, so they're going for a ride.
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully it's dry on race day for you guys.
Yeah.
Because I know water and electricity don't mix well. So.
Yeah, we hope so too.
I know you got your waterproof boxes where all the major connections are in the back there. And
we're going to give it a shot no matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
we should be fine because it's the high voltage system's a closed system.
Right.
So basically, if anything comes loose, it's not like it's necessarily going to shock you. You need to complete the circuit, which would be very difficult to do.
You've done it.
Right, on rubber tires. In the
well,
desert.
That was different, though. That
yeah,
was...
he completed a different charging
but
circuit.
When the car's on course in the rain, if there's a right. problem, it should just stop. It's not like it's necessarily going to become right. somehow live or something like that.
Right.
Well, so... let's not talk about rain.
That's no, a... no, I know. I'm just...
I'm game. We've talked about
it. I'm just trying
it.
To, you know, you got to be prepared for everything,
oh,
right?
For sure.
It's the hammers, dude.
Yeah.
I want snow.
Yeah.
Rain,
hell yeah.
Sleet, hail.
It's supposed to snow next week.
Cats yeah. and dogs living together. Yeah, could be horrible.
Yeah. No, I'd love a snow day for the hammers. That'd be crazy. That would really, really, really spark it up a little bit.
Yeah. Hopefully not literally.
Oh, jeez.
Hopefully not literally.
Yeah.
Right on. So what else? What else you got? I mean, again, we're respective of your time here, and... you know, Will's out gallivanting the countryside, you know, so you guys are here grinding it out. So you're hoping later today to have this thing racing around the neighborhood.
Yeah, so they sent us that 62 kilowatt pack, and it looks like it's got a full charge on it.
Okay.
So,
oh,
wow.
So as soon as we have it assembled, we got a full charge
so
battery.
So this is you bought a second pack.
No, I didn't end up getting a second 62.
Oh, okay.
Because we did a little more math, and we looked at it. There was actually another small battery available locally.
Okay.
For obviously also far cheaper. And just yeah. for now, I think we'll be fine that way.
Okay, good.
And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But
so what's just timeline between now and when you put this thing on a trailer and head down to the lake bed?
We... like I said, just want to drive it again today, and then what we want to prioritize is doing things that we can't do there, because okay. we know that we're going to have to do some stuff
sure.
there.
Sure.
Right.
And that's fine. So things like the ARB compressor, not worried about. We can
you
do
can
that
do
there.
That on the
it's
lake
just
bed.
A,
sure.
it's a 12-volt switch and some air yeah, lines. Some we, air, can do, yeah. we can do yeah. that. I got to get at least the fittings and everything for the cooling system for sure.
Okay.
And then the rear locking mechanism for the batteries. That's fab work, and we'd like to do that here at the shop.
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be, yeah.
So besides that, we really don't have much fab work at all I can think about. We're going to have a rear spring change down there. We're going to meet the parts at the lake bed
okay.
With our shock guy, Wayne Israelson,
oh, yeah.
Altech.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to...
co-driving with you-know-who there, Cody Wagner's car.
Cam Steele.
Cameron Steele. Yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a team there.
That yeah. is, yeah, that man. Is, that is great.
I think they raced last year.
Yeah,
I think
oh yeah,
same setup, right?
Yeah. They had
mechanicals, but
yeah, I mean it's only a matter of time before that.
They've
car
been doing a ton of pre-running. Yeah,
yeah.
That thing's teed up to be super successful.
Yeah,
badass car.
So that's cool. So Wayne's going to help you out with that. And then get down in the lake bed and start putting some miles down and see how she runs.
Yeah, really excited. It's going to be neat.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I can't wait to drive it. And then I can't wait for other people to drive it. Honestly, like I want to see what other people's opinions are. Obviously, I want to get Dave in it and see what he has to say
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Bailey, too.
Bailey, yeah. From racing it before.
I drove it once with the gas engine. I've never raced it, but I'd love to have Bailey take it for a rip and ask him, hey, is it an improvement or not?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be totally cool.
It's super fun. Can't wait to share it. Have a good time with our team and then share it with anybody who's interested, you know?
Yeah. Sweet. So you're going to be at the Orobama camp.
Yeah.
Which is the LED TP, and if you know, you know,
yeah.
and the Ultra 3 Racing, home of the Ultra 3 race.
Hell yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff. I know it's been publicized there a little bit on IG, but you guys are camped just below us. We're Hammertown Heights area, just outside of Camp 3. But you cannot
gate three.
Yeah, gate three. You cannot miss the LED TP.
It's a pretty it's a unique camp marker.
Yeah,
it's
for
it's
sure.
It's a tall pyramid TP looking thing all lit up.
It's the only way I was able to find camp last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it all started. It was like we need a unique marker.
Yeah.
And you can see it from Chalk of Thunder easily.
Oh yeah.
Like
oh, yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Last year we also had like a large glowing ball in the center of
yeah,
it.
That's right.
So
cool.
that really it illuminated our camp, and it also made it even easier to see. If you see it, go to it.
Yeah, go to
it. If you can hear this message,
if you build it, they will come.
Tuesday night, especially.
That is the big Ultra 3 race. Yep,
you don't even need to bring a trike. We got them. Don't even need to bring a helmet. We got them. Just get there, get on a trike, and you are racing. It is going to be very exciting.
I will be spectating. I'll be there to support everybody and spectate. And
Until there's a campfire, then he'll be asleep.
Oh, no. As long as I'm standing up, I'm okay. As soon as I sit down by the campfire, I'm out. It's campfire narcolepsy. Serious shit, Chris. Don't joke around about this stuff. It's serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
campfire narcolepsy anonymous.
It's a real deal. All right.
So, that's where you're going to find EVE and Kyle and Will and Jeff and all the boys getting this thing going and making history on the lake bed. This is really, really cool. I know a lot of people are excited about it.
Yeah.
People want to see you take off from that start line and complete the 90 miles. Yeah. I for sure.
Sounds all good.
The blood you're going to do it.
You got to do it. So you got the support. It's going to be awesome, and we'll continue this conversation on the lake bed over a few more C-minuses, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
So anything else you want to throw in there?
I just want to thank everybody who's helped get to this point. Want to thank you guys for coming and hanging out with us and spreading the message.
For sure.
Raceline Wheels, Pro Eagle Jacks, really helped out a lot. Just everybody who's worked on the car, you know who you are. I'm not going to list because I might forget somebody.
There you go. That's a good diplomatic answer there.
Yeah, perfect. I guess I got to have that written down.
Yeah, that's all right. They know who they are. Yeah, we'll catch them on the lake bed.
Yeah, yeah. There will be more mentions as well. But right yeah, on. For sure. Like we're almost there. If you're hearing this, come to that TP at night or during the day or whatever. That's where we're at. We'd love to show you if you're interested in the car. If you see us, anybody wearing a 2277 shirt, say hi. We want to hang out. So,
yeah.
We're going to have the car in Hammertown at least a few times during the week, just kind of hanging out and, I don't know, checking it
Heck
out.
Yeah.
You know, sitting it, whatever, make vroom vroom noises.
Shaking hands.
Be like zing zing noises.
Tim Allen in that show, Home Improvement, when he sat in the car. Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, yeah.
This one's like, zur, 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 zur.
So you want to throw it on your IG handle for everybody in case they don't follow?
Mine's I Want to Go Fast 77. And Will's is Will Spec Garage. Those are the two main content.
Sure, right on. Follow along with them.
Great stories happening on those two handles.
So I got a Facebook page as well. It's called Electric 4x4 Race Truck. That's what it's called. And I'm gonna
Electric 4x4.
I'm gonna make sure to try to share that at least a little bit.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Light it up on there.
It's got a lot of details, like pictures of the build, taking down the leaf, what we did for the adapter, and like just lots of information about it.
Cool.
Heck yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah, because you've had a ton of support from the people that have been converting gas engine cars over to electric, and power of the interwebs, right?
Exactly. And just want to share as much as we know, so that maybe someone could kind of make a roadmap for somebody else to make one, so then we can race against someone.
That's
so
right. Next year there'll be 5 cars.
Hopefully, that would be cool.
Following year,
huh?
10 cars, and then the following year, 25 cars. Right, that'd
let's
be sweet.
Do it. I want to beat Rivian. Hey, show up with that 700 horsepower badass rig, but can you do it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Can you finish the course?
Is it real? I haven't seen one yet. I haven't seen the Hummer.
A couple of homeboys with a 30-year-old Toyota.
Right.
You know, we'll just be following in the footsteps of Justin Reese. He won. What 2019,
right?
That's you know,
right.
An old Toyota
against
some serious equipment.
Yeah,
I mean, it can happen
for sure.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. The race spirit is alive and well.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you on the lake bed. Looking forward to it. 2021 KOH EVE.
Yeah.
First race. Freaking epic.
Hell yeah!
Right on, man.
See you there.
All right.
See you.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Hope you enjoyed that update from Will.
Kyle, I love Kyle's enthusiasm. Will, holy spec, he's off the deal, but he wasn't even there today because he needed a day off.
Yeah, he's been working like
he's in
Tahoe.
He's in Tahoe, which is great. So good for him. He needed a little time to away.
Yep.
He spends so much energy there. I don't even know how he sleeps at night. He's just wound tight, man. He just go.
And they're building a car.
I get it, everybody. But I mean, he has so much energy. Maybe he's like me. It's just go. And then when you stop, it's off.
Crash and
burn. When I sit down, as you know.
Yep. No.
Crime fire, narcolepsy, chair narcolepsy, whatever. I just am like a light switch. It's either on or off.
That's right.
But after a little recharge at night by the fire.
Yep. He starts back up.
Night run.
Oh, shit.
Amber, get ready. Night run.
You just woke James up.
Oh, James just got up. Amber's up. Night run. All right. So
that's the update there.
Hey, you procured some cool things for us. You want to talk about that?
I did.
For KOH.
Yeah. So I reached out to, first of all, I heard about Ethos Vision
from Justin Hall. From
Justin Hall. And Justin had posted something, I don't know exactly sure what it was, but anyway, I made a comment about it, and Ethos Vision popped up on Instagram and said, he's a really good dude. And I said, he's a great dude. You know, I said, we had interviewed him, just recently interviewed him on whatever episode it was, 84 or 85.
Right.
And I kind of told Ethos, I said, yeah, we interviewed him, Wheeling Wine Whiskey. Check it out. I know that he gave a shout out to you guys. So that started the connection with Ethos. So I reached out just recently and I said, hey, you know, we'd love to do a little representing of your guys down on the lake bed at King of Hammers.
If I can interject real quick, I've just been following their page, and they post numerous stories every day of all these riders that they sponsor.
Oh, right.
You know, and it's mainly dirt bikes,
which correct.
Is, you know, I have a dirt bike. I've done a lot of dirt bike riding, but it's cool. And everything from, I mean, kids that can just twist the throttle to, you know, full on professionals. So, and it's a mom and pop operation.
Right.
And so that's what made it very cool. So anyways, go on.
Yeah, they're pretty local to me.
Check them out.
So yeah, Ethos Vision, Ethos Vision. They have eyewear, both goggles for you know, side-by-sides, dirt bikes, whatnot, like everything. Jason just mentioned. They also sell sunglasses. So, but the goggles they provided us with, we're going to definitely be representing down on the lake bed with those. We're walking around wearing them in the dust storms. They retail for $55. You can get them they come with a pre-curved lens, a 5-pack of tear-offs and flat clear lens. And they have 45.
Oh, we got tear-offs?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, oh no, it's got the tear-off deals on here. That's what those little nubs are on the side.
Oh, is that what the nubs are? Okay.
So these things are badass. So I've had numerous goggles throughout the years for all the different sports. So you know, dirt bike riding, you know, snowmobiling,
sure,
skiing, yeah. You know, and all these different stuff. And I needed a good pair of clear goggles for KOH. I have a pair in the buggy. They're all scratched to shit. And I needed a new pair. And so anyways, you said, hey, they're right here, right by my work.
Yeah.
In Disco Bay. And hey, we need to see if we can make contact with. So you made contact and he's like, yeah, here, I'll give you a couple goggles. So. Yeah. Thank you, Ethos Vision. These are the whole shot MX goggle that we got. And I just put them on and they're nice. Comes with a nice little satchel.
Perfect. Like protect them.
It's a satchel.
It's a satchel.
It's a nice nylon satchel.
Nice.
Anyways, we will be repping Ethos down there with Justin Hall. And that episode is 86, Chris.
86.
Justin Hall. If you have not heard that.
Action Park.
You're right. Same year you were at Action Park. Anyways, check that episode out with Justin Hall. Very, very cool. And we're looking forward to him. I've been a little side note here, as we do on Wheeling Wine and Whiskey. I've been messaging him, texting him, and I'm like, hey, when are you going to release your car? Because I got a little sneak peek at his colors.
Oh, uh-huh.
Dude, that thing looks freaking badass.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, yeah. I could see the, you know, as we spoke of on that episode of how cool his car is, he built a car from scratch.
Right.
And I appreciate the craftsmanship, workmanship, the engineering that has gone into it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it wasn't a showy car. It was actually a kind of blended into the landscape pretty well with that camo that he had, the black and gray camo. But now this thing pops. Holy hell. Wait till you see this thing on the lake bed.
Sweet.
Check it out.
It is going to be badass. But I was hoping to, you know, we have been promoting Amber and
right.
and Kevin Jones and EVE and of course Justin. But I need some pictures, Justin, to put out here. So
yeah, no doubt.
Let's. When can you release this stuff?
We'll see.
So good. So Ethos, thank you very much. Check them out on the IG, on the Grams, and see all the good stuff that they're doing. We got some big news here, Chris.
What's that?
Element fire extinguishers.
Oh, that's right.
We have two more Element fire extinguishers to give away.
That's right. Two more.
And we wanted to start off the new year with a bang, as we alluded.
In
2020 that, hey, you know, we need to get these other two. So we're going to give away two, not one, but two.
Two, just doubled up.
Uh-huh. Right? Fire extinguishers.
So it's about $160 value.
$160 value. They're badass. Again, check them out. If you're not following Element, you need to be following them on the gram there. And their IG is... All right, so go follow them at official Element Fire on the IG, OFFICIAL.
That's right.
ELEMENT, Element Fire, FIRE.
Right.
Fire. And they've been posting a lot lately. They actually just had a Betty White post with all the candles on her cake. That's freaking hilarious.
That was funny.
Again, those of you that are loyal listeners know we love this Element fire extinguisher. It works for everything.
Yeah.
Electrical. Absolutely.
Kitchen, everything.
Kitchen grease fire, mm-hmm. you know, ABC K.
Yep.
And it doesn't expire.
Nope. Lasts for 50 seconds.
Yeah. 50 seconds instead of, you know, the eight, nine,
yep.
maybe 10 seconds if you're lucky with a typical 5-pound right. fire extinguisher. Right, and that's right. if your carbonate that's inside there, that powder is, fluid,
fluffy.
It's not freaking stuck, you know, in this brick at the bottom of your deal. So, you know, people buy a fire extinguisher. Okay, I got a fire extinguisher on my rig, and you forget about it until you go to use it. And when you use it, you want it to work.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done the maintenance, which most people don't,
nope.
And off road, we're just beating the shit out of our junk.
Yep.
And the fire extinguisher is getting compacted by all those vibrations that carbonate powder. You don't have to worry about that with the Element.
Nope.
It doesn't have to be serviced, doesn't have to be recertified. I mean, there's a lot of positives. Yes, it is $80. It's a chunk of change. But what is your rig worth at the end of the day? 90. Now, if you got a Yoda,
$90.
You know, maybe you want it to burn down and collect the insurance money. I get it. Don't use an Element fire extinguisher. But, you know, you got a nice JL.
Yeah.
You know, a buggy that you've poured your heart and soul into and worked for, you know, several years to build up. Whatever it is, that's definitely going to help you out. So,
oh yeah, no doubt.
So. We're happy to have this contest. So, Chris, what are the details of this contest?
Here we go.
Give me the details, the deets, as they say.
Rules of the contest.
Okay, here we go.
So, you need to tag Element, like we just talked about.
Element, official Element.
Official Element Fire.
Yep.
You need to tag Wheeling on IG. Wine. Yeah, tag Wheeling Wine and Whiskey on IG. On
yeah, so you need to be following those two. If you're not following Wheeling Wine and Whiskey, just turn the freaking radio off right
I know,
now.
What right?
the hell?
Yeah, no,
come on.
You should be following us.
Seriously.
No doubt. So, and then, of course, you need to. We used to do two friends. Now we're going to say tag three friends.
Because we need more friends. We really need more friends.
We need more friends.
We need more friends. We're trying to catch up to Ultra 4 Jones secretly.
I'm telling you.
We got to pass him up. He did the contest, and he's like 100 ahead of us right now.
Right.
So we're trying to get to 2,000 as well.
That's right. So, right.
Right.
So a little bit of fine print.
Fine print. Oh, geez. Here we go. Okay.
So we said tag Element, tag Wheeling Wine.
Yes.
Whiskey, tag three friends
in this post that I'm going to post on what day, Chris?
February 1st.
February 1st, this IG post is going to go out.
That's right.
If I have reception on the lake bed.
That's Monday, February 1st. Monday.
I better schedule. Lorenzo, remind me on the lake bed because
exactly.
I know that's going to be a busy day.
Right.
Go on.
Anyway, okay, so the fine print is previous winners are not eligible.
Right.
The previous winners.
Mud Raider.
You know who
need
you
not
are.
Apply.
Mud Raider need not apply.
Rhonda need not apply.
Hope you're enjoying your fire
extinguisher. Yes. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, that's right.
But we want to spread the love. We can't. You can't win extra. No, you know. No. You gotta spread the love.
We need to have other people.
Okay.
Out there. Okay. So patrons, we have some love for the patrons.
Oh yes, we do. Patrons. What are we doing extra for the patrons? We're going to automatically enter them.
We're going to automatically enter all patrons, with, no matter what level.
So
they're at
the $5, $10, $20 level. Correct. So if I'm at the $5 level, what do I get, Chris?
Automatically, you get five entries.
Five entries.
Just like that.
Just like that. Boom. You're in. Five entries.
You don't have to do anything.
Just because you've been a patron and
that's
we love
right.
you.
Supporting the show.
Okay. What if I'm a $10 patron?
10 entries.
You get 10 entries?
That's right.
Double the amount.
Double the amount.
Love it. Look at that quick math.
I'm telling you. You're
this is Lorenzo's got his little green accounting hat on right now trying to keep up with all this stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wait. Lorenzo's got to catch up for a second. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. 20.
20 entries.
Anybody guess? 20? 20 entries 20 at the $20
entries,
level.
20 entries at the $20 level.
All right. Here we go. So, and again, patrons don't have to do anything. So if you just want your 5, 10, 20 entries that's based right. on your level on Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon.
You have to do nothing.
You're a patron.
You're just automatically entered.
You're automatically entered. You can sit back, relax.
Yep, yep.
We're taking care of that for you.
Now, if you want to enter more... You can do that
more
on
than
the
welcome
IG
to.
As many times as you want.
Got to be on that IG post that's going to come out on February 1st.
On February 1st. So, yeah, as many times as you want, you can enter whether you're a patron or not patron. But the patrons get automatically, whether you're, you know, five, ten, or twenty entries
automatically, that's and right. then they can enter more. So they could just mudrator it up and just freaking hammer the thing.
Carpet bomb it.
Carpet bomb. I love the carpet bomb.
No, contest ends.
Yes, when?
February 28th. The whole month of February.
Okay, so the whole month of February, which is the shortest month of the year.
It is.
And it's the love month because we are showing our love.
Well, it's
Valentine's Day.
February 14th, yeah.
If you're lucky, Lorenzo might send you a Valentine.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. No promises on what it's going to be, but... all right, so yeah, the contest ends on February 28th, and we will make the announcement of the winner on our show that drops on March 2nd.
So immediately after the end of the month, we will announce the winner of the two, not one, but two Element fire extinguishers.
That's correct.
Going to that individual. So if they are in the United States, we will pay for shipping.
That's correct.
Okay. If you're outside the United States, we will pay for the shipping as we would in the United States. You're going to have to cover the extra.
You'll have to cover the extra. That's
because
exactly right.
we're on a tight budget here. We really want a whiskey.
We'd be broke.
we're making it happen. But super cool. We really, really appreciate all 32 of our patrons.
33.
There's 33 patrons right now.
Right.
Thank you. And if you want to become a patron.
Become a patron.
So what if you become a patron during the month of February?
They can become a patron during the month of February. They have to be a patron by the month, by the 28th, before the, you know, the deadline day of the 28th. They need to be a patron by that day.
Okay.
And then they get their entries, whether they're 5, 10, or 20.
All right. So if you're not a patron, this is a good time to join and get a little extra bonus here.
Actually, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Go to www.patreon.com/wheelingwineandwhiskey.
And one of the patrons is not going to be in it. So we really, it's 32 to 1 right now, or 32, I should say, people that are getting extra.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, because one of our patrons, Rhonda, has already won.
That's correct.
And she is null and void at this point. I don't want to say null and void because I really like Rhonda.
She's cool.
Way better than Samurai James, but that's the only reason why I tolerate Samurai James.
That's right.
Because of his wife.
He just pulled into the driveway because he said night run, so I don't know.
He is good for a good night run, but Rhonda's right there too. I love it.
No doubt.
Anyways, you know, we love our Suzuki Samurai people.
I know. Well, we have a few. That's right.
We do.
At least three.
At least three. So, four. I know of like ten that follow us.
Daryl, you know, from the club. And
No, there's a ton.
Yeah, no sure.
Amber,
no, sure.
Justin technically has a Suzuki, a couple of Suzukis.
He's got a couple. His trail rig is Suzuyota.
I don't know, but we've got people following us on the IG that have Suzukis, and we do love you.
Absolutely.
You're definitely above the Yoda people, the Yotards.
It's for sure.
We love all our listeners.
We love all off-roaders.
And that's it. And that's, as you know, we make a ton of fun, and it's fun to make fun of overlanders. But, you know, at the end of the day, honestly, honest to God, right?
Yeah.
we just love off-roading. Absolutely. And however you can get off-road, especially in this pandemic, a lot of people have been forced to get off-road because that's the only way to get out of town and socially distance. I was social distance champion.
Oh yeah.
Last year I did pretty good.
Well, I know, you know, now that I mean, you hear the reports about how busy Mormon Yumberger Trail's been, of course, what's that park down there in Hollister?
Yeah, Hollister Hills has been closed since the impact on the hospitals and stuff. But yeah, so yeah, hey, check it out again. We love everybody that listens to the podcast, and we thank you so much. It has grown so much in this past year again, and I'm just blown away. I'm looking forward to KOH and meeting some of you face-to-face. Again, DM me. I will send you our GPS coordinates at camp. If we are not in camp, leave a note on my camper door or Chris's camper door, you know, whatever, and how we can, you know, get a hold of you. Cell phone works pretty good there if you have Verizon. So
later in the week,
not great, but it works pretty good. Yeah. But anyways, it is a little difficult. But check us out. We're going to be on a ham radio frequency as well that I can share with you if you are a licensed ham operator.
That's right.
Okay, because we don't want to promote bad ham licensing deals here. But if you are a licensed ham operator, I will give you our ham channel
and our call signs.
Call signs, whatever. But yeah, we would love to meet you. Hopefully we have a banner on the side of the camper, Wheeling Wine and Whiskey, big old logo up there. We've got some swag. We've got our net gaiters.
Yep.
We've got magnetic koozies that I have not yet seen, but I've seen pictures of it, but I have not physically held in my hand, Johnny,
okay.
That are supposed to hold a full can beverage, 12-ounce beverage of your choice.
Right.
As long as it's not a White Claw.
No. Dude, White Claw.
Yeah, it will ignite. It will self-ignite if you put a White Claw in there and you hopefully have an Element fire extinguisher to put it out close by. So do not put a White Claw in there or a glass of Fireball because both of those, it will ignite.
It activates a self-destruct mechanism.
It does. And Lorenzo will personally go over there and hoof you. Oof. Give you the donkey kick.
Yeah, those hurt. That's all I'm saying.
Don't look up donkey kick on the gram there.
All right.
So anyways, that's donkey punch. Andy Carnitas knows about that one.
Right.
Anyways, we got some swag and stickers and look forward to seeing everybody there at KOH having a fun, safe, positive experience. Absolutely. At KOH. Keep the positive hats on. This is happening.
Yes.
And I am so freaking looking forward to it, Chris.
Just a few days.
Buckle up, Buttercups. It's happening.
Boone Road. Here it come.
Boom. We're out.